You know, sure, I know I've heard some said that they weren't feeling good or whatever, but you came in not feeling good, and I believe you got healed. I can't wait to hear the doctor's report on your elbow. I can't wait to hear doctor's reports on you, Jesse. I can't wait to hear whatever God is doing in your life. I'm believing he's doing something. Why is that? Because we're a praying church. We're believing in healing in our bodies. And we're a faith church. And you know, word. Praise the Lord. Well, are y'all ready to hear the word this morning? But if you're writing a title down today, you can write down, "It Starts in Your Heart." You think you got to understand that the Word of God has to be in your heart. I've seen people talk about the Word of God all over the place, but they don't have God in their heart. And they want to know why God don't hear them. Why is this happening? Why all this? And if we follow the Spirit, He is bound to lead us in line with His Word. We have to follow after the Spirit. And the Word, because it is Spirit-anointed, now you think about it, the Word is Spirit-anointed and Spirit-guided. You talk too much, you talk too much about the Word, too much about, well, it's the Word of God, it gives you what you need. And I'm believing it will lead you in the direction, because the Spirit and the Word agree with each other. Because when you don't follow the Word, your spirit's trying to lead you somewhere. Your spirit is trying to lead you somewhere else. And then if you're following your spirit and not the Word, you see what I'm saying? They both on the same highway. They both go in the same direction. And none of them gets further away from the, no, it goes right together. The Word of God and the Spirit of God flow together. So we need them both. Matter of fact, turn in Proverbs 4:20 and 21. Proverbs 4:20. And it says, "My child, pay attention." Now, he wasn't talking to kids. He was talking to adults. "My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words." You ever said somebody tell you something and then, what'd you say? Yeah, you're not listening carefully to the words. And don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart. Keep them in the midst of your heart. The Word of God. And if a person knows the Word, now think about this, if a person knows the Word, they know in their heart that they are saved even before their evidence of salvation. Why is that? Because they have God's Word for it, and they accept that in their hearts. And you know, you got to understand that it's God's Word is in your heart, and you know salvation is what God wants us to have, right? Salvation. And you know that the evidence of salvation is to come forth believing the Word in your heart. I hear people say it all the time, but there's no fruit there. You know, they say they love Jesus. And I see things that they do. Oh, I love Jesus. But, you know, the devil's got a hold on their heart. It's blocking them from understanding what's in their heart. Because I can believe that they have God's Word for it and accept it in their heart. That is what causes the evidence of salvation to come forth. You know, think about it. You remember who won the Super Bowl? Yeah. They were happy. It was evidence that they were happy because they celebrated the victory. But the losers go home. You understand what I'm saying? God's people are not losers. So that's why we look at our salvation as a victory that we have in our life so that we can move forward and cheer on, hey, we got, you know, we're saved. And, you know, we have to publicly say it because a lot of people, yeah, I'm saved. No. What Jesus did on the cross, he didn't say, well, I'm going to go up to the cross for you. No, I'm going to the cross for you. I'm going to shed my blood so that you can be saved. Right? You know, and we kind of put the cart in front of the wagon, or should I say the, in front of the horse, the cart in front of the horse, and it's, you know, kind of that little sin that you go, they want to have some kind of a feeling first. I don't feel like I'm saved. Well, we don't go by the feelings. They want to see all this stuff before they get saved. And there's a lot of people walking around thinking that they're saved when they're really not, because they're still waiting on that feeling. They waiting on that feeling that they want. And what they want is some kind of evidence when they think that they will know that they're saved. Well, I'm gonna show you something here a little bit later, because salvation starts on the inside. And you know yeah, that verse in the Bible, it talks about whatever's in the heart comes out. You see a lot of that. Lots of that out there when people say, well, I'm a Christian. But what are they following? You know, they just need to understand that salvation starts on the inside of us. You know, look in Proverbs 4:21. Proverbs 4:21, and it tells us, do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Hallelujah. And as you believe the word in your heart and keep it in your heart, it will cause this life to spring up. Think about things that happen in your life. There's a lot of things that happen in my life I'm not proud of. And I don't brag about it for sure. But you understand that it's a lot of things that we need to keep our eyes, as we've said before, them in the midst, you know, keep your eyes. Don't let it depart from you, and keep them in the midst of your heart. Keep the word of God in your heart. And I can tell you, if you keep the word of God in your heart, it will keep you from a lot of times getting out of bounds. Because, you know, if the word of God, the words is in your heart, you're going to say, oh, no, I can't do. No, I can't do that. I can't do this. I can't do this and that and the other. And, you know, and like I said, we went to a meeting Friday night over in Kinder. And it was an awesome meeting. It was a bunch of Rhema pastors that were there. And it was awesome meeting, and the word that went forth was awesome. And, you know, it just encouraged me. And that's what the word of God is supposed to do. It's encouraging to you to understand that we got the word of God, and we understand it. Sure, we may be going through something, but I can tell you what, I'm going to get to the other side. Even though it don't look like I'm going to get to the other side, I'm going to get to the other side because of the word of God. I'm keeping it in my heart. In the midst of my heart, and I'm keeping my eyes on it. I'm not departing from it. I'm going to get to the other side, no matter what. You might have seen some of them little movies over in Africa or wherever, those animals running across that river or whatever, and they got the enemy is out there in that water, waiting on them to get into that water. It's the same thing with us right now. You just don't see them out there until they stick their head up. But I'm telling you, there's the enemy out there, because they don't like anything about you. Why? Because you love Jesus. You're a Christian. You know, but they're out there, there's some alligators out there ready to take a bite out of you. But you guess what? We got the word of God. We keep it right there before us, and we keep it in the midst of our heart so we can keep on going. Sure, we may get knocked down, may trip, fall, get banged up. But I'm going to tell you one thing, we're going to keep rolling. We're going to keep moving. And, you know, and as you feed on the word, and you know, it will feed that life of the nature of God. The nature of God that's on the inside of. It's the same thing with true physical healing. The word of God starts in here, and it will bring out, and you will be healed on the outside. You got to heal you here first. If you're not healed here, you're not going to be healed out there. So we have to understand that God's word here comes out to heal us from inside to out. But it starts in your heart. Starts there. And the Bible says that concerning salvation. Matter of fact, look in Romans 10, verse 9 through 9 and 10. Praise the Lord. And it says, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord. Tell me, think about what I just said. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord, don't that mean shout it out? Openly? Yeah, I'm a Christian. Jesus is Lord. And that openly declaring that Jesus is Lord? Because I can tell you one thing, there's no Lone Rangers in heaven. Even though as much as we like the Lone Ranger on TV, there's no Lone Rangers in heaven. He says, openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe. A lot of people stop right there. But it also said, believe in your heart. Believe it. That God raised him from the dead. You will be saved. Let's look at verse 10. Verse 10 tells us, for it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. So if you don't believe, now according to what I read here, if you don't believe in your heart that you are made right with God, that tells me you ain't right. If you don't believe it, if you don't believe it in your heart that you're not made right if you don't believe it. And it says, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. Openly, you know, you think about it, you go to work, you go here. Because I can tell you, I mean, when I went to my former place of work Friday, went over there and we were sitting around talking, and they knew where I stand on the word. The first thing they come, here comes the preacher. And I've been retired from there since 2013. They still remember the ones that are left. But you understand what I'm saying? They knew it. Why is that? Because I proclaimed it when I was there. You mean you did that at work? Yeah, praise the Lord. It says openly declaring your faith. I did it. Can we all say that we can walk into a place and show the light, love of Jesus on us? When we walk into a place, do we show the light of Jesus on us? And are we openly declaring our faith that we're saved? You know, some of them told me, say, man, you act goofy. Well, I'm goofy for the Lord. You understand what I'm saying? Because I'm declaring the Lord. I'm not putting the Lord up underneath a cover, and then whenever I want to use him, I go get him. No, I want to work and walk in the light of Jesus. Even though, you know, like I said, I had a lot of people still want to go, it's been years now, but I can remember 20 years, 25 years, maybe 30 years now, they would come up, oh, let's go do this. No, not no more, because I'm declaring the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we have to keep on believing these things, that God loves us and God wants to take care of me. Now, if I go over there and do something, it's going to mess it up, right? Praise the Lord. We need to stay in the Word. This life comes first in your heart. This is where it's at. It's a mistake to start looking at your body to see if you got healed. No, God's Word said you're healed. And I believe the word that went forth today, that you're healed. So what's that mean? That you're healed. So that's what it said. You may walk like this, but guess what? You're healed. You know, because you got to believe it in your heart. And, you know, you don't look at your body. You know, don't get in front of a mirror and say, that's me. And boy, things have changed. Yeah, it has. You're gotten older. That's why you need more of the word in there. Just like you need your vitamins. You go take and you get your vitamins and you get your gospels right here. Gospels and vitamins, you're getting older, go ahead. You know, but God can only contact through our spirits. And we can only contact God through our spirits. If you're not praying in faith, he is not hearing your when you pray in faith, he's looking. What do you mean praying in faith? Well, that means believing. Believe his word. And believe it in your heart. Believe it and let it come into manifestation. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of people want to say, well, this ain't working. Well, you're not believing it. Or, you know, I've even heard somebody say, oh, this is my poor aching back. Well, you can have it. I don't want it. It's yours. You see what I'm saying? It took a while to get out of that way to say it. I just say, man, you know, I just ain't caught my healing yet. But my back, I claim my back because I got to have a back. And I, like I said, it just ain't caught up with my healing. But you see, even though it may be still hurting, it may still be whatever it is going on in my life, you've got to believe God's word. Hallelujah. Turn to John 6, 63. Some people didn't even know there were 63 verses in John 6. John 6, 63, it says, in the spirit who gives life, the flesh profits what? Zero, nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. And we can make contact with God through the word, for God is the word, right? The word of God is a God-breathed, God-inspired, God-indwelt message. I've had people want to argue, and I'm not going to argue with them. They say, oh, people wrote the Bible. But it's also God-inspired, God-indwelt, and God-breathed for those people to write that Bible. A lot of people don't believe that. Christians don't even believe that. I can tell you. People that call themselves Christian. You know, and he said to them that these God-inspired words in your heart, what will they do for you? And when we in that, what will it do for me generation or time going on? They are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. The word of God. And someone asked me, every so often, they ask me and says, do you ever feel bad? I said, yeah, I'm human. Yeah, every now and then I do feel bad. You know, sometimes I don't even feel like getting up out of the bed. And I'm one of them early risers. I beat the chickens, and I want to beat the chickens to the trough, you know. But I do. I get it. I'm up early, but sometimes I just don't feel like getting up. I know sometimes she has to say, she don't say it, but I know I was thinking this when she was telling me. She had to put a mirror under my nose to see if I was still breathing. She got up before I did. She said, that's not normal. Well, it's not normal, but sometimes I just go through things just like anybody else goes through something. And, you know, but somebody asked me, what do you do? I said, well, I just double down on the word of God. You know, when I start sniffling or whatever it is, I double down on the word of God. Well, I ain't got time. Well, I don't know about you, but you'd rush to the doctor. You ever thought about that? I heard, get over here to the doctor real quick, see what's going on. No, rush to the word and let the word get into you. And then the spirit of God may say, well, yeah, won't you go on over there and see Dr. So-and-so. But I'd use the word before I would use, that's my navigational, you know, it guides me to what I need to go to and understand God's word is going to heal me. But sometimes God will send you to somebody to get take care of it. Hallelujah. But always double down on the words, you know, because it says what? That God says, my words are life and health. So if you're looking for life and health, what does God say? His word. So we have to understand it. His word will heal us. In Psalms 107, it says, he sent his word and healed them. He sent his word and healed them. The word in the Old Testament was sent through the prophets. We read in the Old Testament, and the New Testament was the living word. Who is that? Jesus. He's the living word. He sent it to us when he got here. And I have that living word within me, as Paul said in Colossians 1, Christ in you, the hope of glory. You know, a lot of people take religion non-serious. It was serious for Jesus to go to the cross and die for us. So many other things out here that take us away from Jesus. But, you know, we have to rein it in. So, whoa, that's, uh-uh. I am going to do what the word of God says. And, you know, the more I feed upon this written word, the more real that the living word becomes. You know, you say, well, you must have it all together. No, I ain't got it all together. I'm just like you. But you understand, I go to the word. I get into the word. And I'm not going to let a runny nose stop me. I'm not going to let a sore this hurt me or stop me. I'm not going to let it do. I'm not going to let it win. Because I have the word of God. And I have the victory through his word. You see what I'm saying? That we can give up. I think I'm going to just stay home today. That ain't going to do you no good. You understand? That the Word of God is where you need. You need to be in where the Spirit of God is at. Get into His Word and let the Word of God soak you, saturate you. And you know, I mean, I don't know about you, but I like a lot of dressing on my salad. And so it really tastes good. I want the anointing of God all over me because I feel so much better. Because I'm in that anointing. And you know, I can sit home and watch it on TV. But somebody was telling me not long ago, he said, yeah, when you watch it on TV, it's like looking at one of those fake fireplaces on your screen, but you ain't getting no warmth out of it. You're right. So get into where the anointing is, where the Spirit of God is in this place. So, you know, there's things you may need to change in your life. The Spirit of God will do that for you. You know, I could tell you a lot of my likes and habits are gone. Because God is taking them away. You know, I used to like to do this or like that or whatever. But I don't mess with it anymore because God has removed it from me. Say, there you go again. You got it all together. No, I don't. It takes time. You know, I like watching the cartoons on TV. You know, we were talking about it this morning. Ice Age. The little possum and all that kind of stuff. But I enjoy that kind of, but you know, God was telling me to get away from that. It's not because of my age. It's just because of what they're really putting out there. You know, I you may do it. We don't watch any Disney stuff anymore because of what they've turned into. And this is my point of view. I don't care what your point. My point of view, the Spirit of God says don't do it. Don't watch it. Don't participate. So if the Spirit of God's telling me I'm going to stay on with the Spirit of God than I am with my own. Oh, no, I'm going. You know that. I've been over there 4 times, and I enjoyed it. I love it. I got more stuff, but I enjoyed Space Mountain. I want to ride it again. But the Spirit of God said, nope. So what you do? Well, I'm going to do sneak this time. You ain't sneaking nothing past God. I can tell you that right now. God knows everything that you're going to. He's already known that what you're going to do tomorrow. And here we are trying to figure out what we're going to eat for lunch today. You see what I'm saying? God already knows where your situation is. God knows what you're going to do wrong tomorrow. And you're in here today and you're getting filled with the Spirit of God. So you're going to hope you're going to prolong that and it won't happen tomorrow. You see what I'm saying? Hallelujah. But you know, the more that I feed upon the Word, that the more real it is in my life. That's why we say, get into His Word. And when people ask me all kind of questions, what does the Word say? You see what I'm saying? They'll tell me, what do you think if I were to do that? Well, what does the Word say? You get into the Word. You let the Spirit of God speak to you. I'm not the Spirit of God. But you better thank God that He's a loving God. You know, God has never asked me to be God for the day. Praise the Lord. But, you know, you have a healer on the inside of you. And you need to consider Him. And I can remember, I think it was Smigglesworth. He was out in a mission and he was laying hands on people. As a matter of fact, you know, in those communities out of the country, they had witch doctors. And, you know, they had to call Smith in to go pray for that witch doctor because he was dying. Because he caught some. He laid hands upon that witch doctor and he got saved. He didn't go back to his witch doctrine to get healed. You know, go out. He started laying hands on them and by the word of God and people got healed instead of all this little stuff that they do. But you understand that he went out and had to go pray for that witch doctor. And that's awesome. That shows you the difference in the power of God and the power of this, these spirits that are out there that try to change your mind. But you know, you have a healer with you at all times. He's there. And, you know, and He wants us to consider Him and, you know, and believe He is there and believe He is working in you. Praise the Lord. Did you get anything out of this today? Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. Amen.